Well, hello guys. Of course, it's cloudy today and it's raining. So we had 2 days of sun, so that's pretty good. That must be the summer over in the UK then. So here's a news item that actually proves the double standards in our society. Here's a femme on here. Oh my God, she looks like an angel. I mean, she wouldn't even hurt a fly. Of course, that's not true, is it? We all know the true femme on nature now, don't we? Now, this femon tried to poison her husband twice. You see, what happened was the man kind of thought his coffee tasted a bit, well, funny. So he tested the water coming into the house, and that was normal. Then he tested his coffee, and it had a high level of chlorine in it. Then he was wondering how it got there. So he put a camera up and caught his wife putting something into his coffee maker. And she wasn't trying to clean it. So he took the video down to the police station and showed it to them. Then the police said they couldn't see what she was trying to put in the coffee, so they couldn't really do anything. Yeah, can you believe that? So anyway, the man put up a second camera with a different angle, and this showed his wife putting bleach in his coffee maker. So he took that down to the police station, and then the police actually did something. So basically, the man had to do the police work for them. I mean, switch it round and get a femme on, and she goes down to the police station and says, without any proof, my husband's trying to poison me. There would be at least 3 SWAT cars around the house. They would probably question the man and arrest him. But of course, femme ons do poison quite a lot. That's because it's sneaky. Arsenic used to be the best choice years ago. The trouble is with arsenic, it stays in the body. It gets in the hair follicles and can be detected later on, even when they dig the body up. But of course, there has to be suspicion for them to do that first. Femmes don't generally attack their husbands openly, physically, because men generally are stronger than femmes and they could get killed themselves. Femmes push the narrative that femmes are as strong as men until there's a situation where it actually really counts. So they do it in the shadows, like everything else they do. Anyway, this femon admitted that she tried to poison her husband twice. And here comes the rub, guys. She didn't get any jail time, she just got a suspended sentence. Why? Because she wasn't successful at killing him? Oh, and by the way, she was after his death benefits. What else? Money. Oh, and she has to get mental health treatment. Well, that would be all femons, generally speaking, wouldn't it? Maybe they'll train her to be able to kill her husband a lot better next time. Once again, switch it round and it's a guy trying to poison his wife. And he admits it. Would he get suspended sentence? I doubt it. And why is it when it's a femon she's considered mentally unstable because of it? She knew what she was doing. She was trying to kill her husband to get the death benefits. She just wasn't very good at it. Well, I guess the law sort of states it's not a very serious offence when a femon tries to kill their husband or boyfriend. It's almost a misdemeanor, really. But just consider what this husband must have thought. Of finding out his own wife is trying to poison him, and then having to jump through all these hoops just to get something done about it, and still doesn't get justice at the end of the day. It's almost as if she's the victim, because her husband didn't die. Anyway, I'll put a link to the story down below, guys, and let me know what you think. If a man can't get justice in the law courts, where can he get justice?